a good Tuesday morning. The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. Every Tuesday at this time, we have our South Shore Chamber of Commerce segment, and we're going to be checking in just a moment with Peter Foreman. He is the CEO and president of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. Peter, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Okay. All right. I don't know why this happens, but we got Peter there. He's on line one. And now let's see if we can mix in Dave Ellis here with us. First, we got Peter from the South Shore Chamber of Commerce.
Sure. And you know, for a lot of people, they don't get to be in the studio, which I often am, and to see what a juggling act you have to do at that console and how seamless it normally is. But we have, I think everyone's familiar with the South Shore Chamber of Commerce, but they may not be aware that we have a second corporation, an economic development corporation, which we use to drive some of our regional economic competitiveness strategy beyond the typical member services that the chamber does. And we have a new chair this year. Dave Ellis was elected last week as the chair of the Economic Development Corporation, and he is the owner of Ellis Realty Advisors.
Dave, good morning, and welcome officially.
Thank you, Rob, for having me. Good morning.
All right, so let's dive in here and talk a little bit about, as Peter just mentioned, you're the newly elected chair of the South Shore Economic Development Corporation. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that and what's ahead this year?
Sure. No, I appreciate it. And the Social Economic Development Corporation, as Peter mentioned, is all about, you know, regional competitiveness and making sure we're relevant. It's bringing in business leaders, community stakeholders to make sure there's collaboration. This is not just amongst towns or different projects, but the region as a whole and some of the challenges that we face regionally versus just in one community or the other.
Okay. So remind us about this 2030 plan. We've heard that referred to a lot and why it needs to be reviewed.
Yeah, that's our biggest endeavor this year for 2024 is to update our 2030 plan. First 2030 plan was done back in 2014, about 10 years ago. And, things change. Data changes. Obviously, the world changes, right? So we need to make sure that we're staying up to speed with the data and the data points. And we need to it's an opportunity for us to have collaboration with some of these business leaders, some of our affiliates. And there's different things happening in the world. There's different things happening in our region politically, different political initiatives, housing bond bill, challenges to water, sewer, infrastructure, certain projects that are happening that are very important to the region, such as Union Point. They're seeing challenges with, infrastructure, transportation, some of the zoning things that have happened. And we want to make sure that there's a voice there from regional leadership so that we're attracting businesses and keeping employment and having a strong regional economy.
Well, speaking of changes over the years, why don't you talk to us about Ellis Realty Advisors? When did you start it? And how has your own business grown or changed over the years, Dave?
Yeah, so we started Ellis Realty Advisors, just two-person shop up in Braintree in 2018. And obviously a lot's happened since then over the last 5 years with the global pandemic and challenges, but we've seen it as an opportunity to grow. So we've increased our business lines, not just the business brokerage, which is our core business, but also management, construction, and development, which has been an exciting ride as the world has changed and the South Shore as a region has changed.
Well, tell me about your role as a commercial broker when it comes to selling the South Shore and convincing businesses to come here to build and to take space. How do you sell the South Shore, Dave, and what do you think are the region's strongest assets?
It's a great question, and I think, that's the reason I wanted to be part of the South Shore Economic Development Corporation is because you need to tell a story. to businesses that are looking to enter the region, or, you know, why the South Shore? Why should I bring my business there? I think we've got an immense amount of talent across the region. We've got leadership, and obviously, Rob, you know, it's a beautiful place to live, work, and play. And I think we want to really highlight that in some of those areas where we can, you know, grow the region as a whole collaboratively. And but that's the way that we explain the region to people coming from outside. It's a great place to live, work, and play. We want to be able to say that there's, you know, other attributes, including, you know, housing, which is a big initiative that we're pushing for 2024. Mm-hmm. And zoning and transportation, I think those are big things that we need to make sure that they're aware of, that we can help them with.
All right. Well, let's kind of take a look here, Dave, at the future, if we can. And what are you seeing for the 2024 economy? And now, of course, people are looking ahead to 2025. So what are some of the things that you see coming down the road that you're excited about, or things maybe we should be, you know, concerned about to make sure we start working on?
Of course. I mean, I think from a macro standpoint, you've got, you know, monetary policy and interest rates, which has been the big challenge in terms of growth across the commercial real estate sector and real estate as a whole. And I think, you know, on a local and regional level, you know, I think we're well positioned. If we can kind of help guide the conversation with regards to development and housing. Construction costs are very high right now, which is challenging a lot of projects. Infrastructure, which we've talked about, has been the big challenge that has killed a lot of projects and has limited the developers' ability to get these projects off the ground. So, but as we look to, and we're in an election cycle too, Rob. So we're there's a lot of moving pieces going on.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on and giving us some perspective and a little bit more about your background. And Dave, by the way, is the congratulations on that, the newly elected chair of the South Shore Economic Development Corporation. And he's the owner of Ellis Realty Advisors, ellisrealtyadvisors.com. Dave Ellis, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rob, for having me.
Absolutely. And, of course, thanks to Peter Foreman. He is president and CEO of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. He joins us every week to set up the South Shore Chamber of Commerce segment. Get involved and find out more at southshorechamber.org.